And so the next couple of verses, 8 and 9, what I want you to see is the power of the meeting. We talked about there was a place of meeting, but there was a power in the meeting. There was an anticipation. In verses 8 and 9, you see that the people said in verse 8 it says, whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up, each would stand at his tent door and watch Moses. There was an expectation that something was going to happen, that Moses was going to hear from the Lord, and they didn't want to miss it. There was a power of the meeting, an anticipation. Again, the people expected something to happen when their leaders met with the Lord. And so another thing is this, when we meet with God, we help point others to God. So because of Moses' walk with God, because he had a time and a place to experience God, he impacted others. When he met with God, he also pointed others to God. And so I think that's what a great blessing that God wants to use each one of you to point other people to him. In the midst of the chaos of an election, of a pandemic, and all the things that are going on, God wants to use you to point other people to him. That there is more to life than what you see him going around in the physical. But there is more to life, and that is Christ himself. So there was an anticipation. There was also an adoration in the fact that Moses' encounter with God caused other people to worship God. People would worship because they saw the manifest presence of God. They saw the reality that Moses' walk with God had an impact, and that God visited with him and knew him. Psalms 95, 6 through 7 says this, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." So it's important to worship. What does worship do? It shows that we value something. What you value, you worship. Sometimes your sport, you worship it. You show you value it, but we should be worshipers of God and show that we value him above all and everything else. And as we do that, again, it shapes and forms us in who we are and how we do life because we have our priorities right. My sport isn't my God. My reputation isn't my God. My academics is not my God. But Christ is my God. And as I worship him, the other things fall under the line and they fall where they should be in priority. So we see this again taking place with Moses. The last point I want to make on this, we look at there was a place of meeting, there was a power of the meeting, but then there was a personal nature of the meeting. And this is beautiful. As you look at this, they use this phrase in verse 11. It says, "Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend." What a beautiful passage. The beautiful passage of intimacy. There was a personal nature in this meeting. It had an impact on Moses, a face-to-face. The Hebrew phrase here simply means, it suggests an honest and open relationship. That he was hearing from God. He was talking with God. He was talking with him face-to-face, just as he would talk with a friend. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't respect. We should honor in who God is. And we're not God, and he is God. But there was an intimacy involved in. And because of that intimacy, because of that, again, personal relationship, God wasn't a distance. He wasn't something that he did through a ritual. God was personal to him, just like our Lord Christ is personal to us. And we can meet with him literally face to face in the same context as we trust, as we walk, as we read the word, and we spend time in prayer. That's our face-to-face communication. And it had an impact on Moses. It had an impact. A fellowship took place. Listen to this. Moses' desire was to know God continually. If you know the story of Moses, he was a man of worship. But also he was a man, if you trace his life, he went from a prince in Egypt to a shepherd in the desert to the deliverer of God's people. He went through many different experiences. But listen to this. What you are going through now, God may be preparing you for a future assignment. What you are experiencing now, God may be preparing you for a future assignment. That's what he did with Moses. From the time he was a baby and he was floated down the Nile River and became a prince in Egypt, was a preparation for him. When he was kicked out and he left and he was in the desert for 40 years. As a shepherd, God was preparing him to be a leader of men and women as a shepherd of a nation. And then when God called him and commissioned him and met him, and he worshiped and fell down when God revealed himself through the burning bush, it was a preparation for his assignment, his mission. But all through that, God was at work. So don't discount what God is doing in your life during this time where you're at Wake Forest University. There is a preparation taking place for an assignment that God has for you in the future. So enjoy the intimacy, enjoy the fellowship, but also know it's part of a bigger picture of what God wants to do this year in your life and also in the years to come, just as it was with Moses. The other thing I want you to see is this. It had an impact on Joshua. If you don't read it closely, you kind of miss this, but I don't want you to miss it. It's the last thing it is said in this verse 11. Again, I'm going to turn back and I'm going to read 11. It says, "Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. When Moses turned again into the camp, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent." We're introduced to this man named Joshua. Now, Joshua was his warrior. He was his general. He was his leader that went everywhere with Moses. He carried out his assignments. He led the nation into battle when they were attacked. But the thing about Joshua, he was impacted by Moses' walk with God. He recognized and saw that there was something different in this man's life, and it was his walk with God. And he wanted to experience that, because it says, when Moses left, Joshua still stuck around. He was still there. He still wanted to hear. He still wanted to be in the presence of what God had done and what God was doing in Moses' life. And it had a huge impact on him. And so what, again, we see is God is preparing Joshua to take over from Moses. And so Moses is walking with God, and he's impacting other people around him. A nation as a whole, but those who are close to him, those who live with him, those who eat with him daily, this man named Joshua. So what happens later on? Joshua becomes the leader of the nation and actually leads the people into the promised land and becomes a great leader of himself. Actually, Joshua is only two people that left Egypt who actually entered into the promised land because of his faithfulness to God, because of his belief in what God had told him. And so we see again, your private time with the Lord is very special and very important, but that our faith was never meant to be private. It was meant to be grow in private, but to impact the public. And that's the same thing as we do with life, as we deal with results, as we deal with all these things. Let's keep our eyes on God. Say, Lord Jesus, how do you want to use me? How can I impact others? Make sure you have a time with him. Make sure you're intimate and you're hearing from him, just as Moses did. Be a servant leader like him, so that you can help other people come into faith and know the Lord also. In closing, I want to give you a C.S. Lewis quote. Can't speak. C.S. Lewis quote. He says this in Mere Christianity. He says, "God designed the human machine to run on himself. He himself is the fuel our spirits were designed to burn on, or the food our spirits were designed to feed on. God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing." Psalms 34 says this, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Our problem is we often try to run on a fuel and get life from that, and it doesn't give life. It only leaves us shipwrecked, really. So what does C.S. Lewis say? He says, God gives life. Don't try to substitute it with something else. He loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. Embrace it. Walk with it. And then as things happen, your eyes are towards heaven and not towards the things around you. And it helps you walk faithfully in the chaos of life sometimes. So guys, as we close out, what do we talk about? One, make sure there's not anything you're worshiping or bowing down to that's not God himself. because that will shape and form you, just like it shaped and formed the people in chapter 32 as they were following a false god. Be a man or a woman like Moses, who has a time, a place of meeting. Experience the freshness of the power of that meeting, and you will also have a personal impact on others because you are walking with God. And you will experience the newness and freshness of life, of actually being used as an instrument of grace in the mighty hand of God. That's what Moses did, and that's how Moses did life. And that's how he came. He was a great leader because he served other people. And so as we close out, we must be a people who worship God 7 days a week. Don't just think of worship as a Sunday service or getting together, listen to praise music. That is part of it. But let's not leave our God somehow in a compartment during the week. Let's take him throughout every day and say, this is my Lord, this is my King. No matter what's going on, he is still on the throne. No matter who is the president, Christ is still the King. And you can experience and know that with a time of meeting, personal space, and making sure you're walking with him in the process. And if you do that, I promise you, you will have an impact on others. You'll have to. It's like, I'll use you an illustration. It's very simple. If you're in a lake and you're in a boat, and that boat is going down the lake, it leaves a wake behind it. And that wake has an impact, right? If there's another boat and you go by it, that wake makes that boat rock. Do life with Christ, walk with him, and you will leave a wake behind your life that could possibly have an eternal impact on other people. Walk with the Lord in the midst of the chaos. Trust in him that he is still in control, just as Moses had to do with the people who went crazy at times. Moses came back and said, I want to walk with God. And he had an impact on a whole nation. Still has an impact.